Hi, I'm Benny Mandos, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Social entrepreneur Benny Mandos is the founder of GotBag, making the world's first backpack out of ocean plastic.
The issue that we are facing with ocean plastic, with plastic pollution, and we thought, okay, let's do something about it and try to create something.
In this episode of the Red Bull Basement Sessions, we hear how groundbreaking ideas,
trying to figure out ways how to extract plastic actually from the environment, from the ocean,
lead to making the world a better place.
The network of over 2,000 fishermen in Java, Indonesia, is run by ourselves, by our staff members, by our team. They extract plastic from the ocean.
And how to strive for what you believe in.
We've already recovered like 400 tons of plastic.
Building a startup from scratch, innovating, and not taking the regular corporate path, it is my pleasure to welcome Benny Mandos to this episode of the Red Bull Basement Sessions. Are you ready for some quickfire questions?
I am, yeah.
All right, apart from your phone and your laptop, what is the number one gadget that you just can't do without?
Not a big gadget user, actually, but I think I have to say headphones of all sorts. I have earpods. I have also like disposable noise cancelling, which I use for, when I'm traveling, for meditation. I think these might be one gadget. And my sunglasses are also used a lot, especially on day to day. That counts.
Nice. Yeah, definitely counts. All right. Do you keep a to-do list? And if you do, is it on your phone, your laptop, or are you old school and you do it on paper?
No, I would say I don't use like a real kind of to-do list. I use a journal, not that I'm like journaling every morning, every evening, but I do keep it for just when ideas pop up to just write down some ideas. I do that quite often.
Having fear or having no fear, which is better?
Having no fear.
And why?
Because it's much nicer to not have fear, of course. And No, I think fear oftentimes is just something that is in your head. It's just something that drags you in a direction. It's just your perception on what might happen in the future. It's just important to understand that this is the case, and that like most fears you have in life are rooted in your thoughts and in your past experiences, and you having trust in the future is something that's important.
How do you keep determined even when other people tell you what you're doing is impossible?
I think a certain degree of craziness is obviously helpful in certain situations.
And did you have any mentors on your journey or anybody that's inspired you along the way?
I became a really big book reader like maybe 6 years ago or something, and that really helped me to become the person that I am today, because it really changes the way you look at certain things, the way you understand yourself, the way you understand your mind. So books in the first place were, I would say, my mentors in a way. And by now, I have to say there's a circle of mentors around me, or people that I constantly talk to who are like a great inspiration and influence.
So global innovators and the entrepreneurial spirit is what Red Bull Basement is all about at its core. So how does your work force you to innovate?
Yeah, so when we first started with GotBag and trying to create a world's first bag made from ocean plastic, there were no like structures or already figured ways to do it. So we just started from scratch basically, and tried to find partners, trying to set up a supply chain, trying to figure out ways how to extract plastic actually from the environment, from the ocean and stuff like that. So it was obviously a challenging time, and it took us 2.5 years up until we had the final product in hand, end of 2018.
Yeah, it's basically the entire journey is innovation, right?
Yeah, in a way. And I mean, it still is. We are looking at different other waste types which we can use, materials and other yarns that we can get, other products that we can build, stuff like that. And I think that's something that really also inspires me, or I really love to just start and to get going and get new things rolling. So innovation is for me, I think, one of my great passions.
GotBag. I'd love if you could just give a really quick rundown and overview of what it is, what you do, and just the general story.
Yeah, so Gutbag has created the world's first backpack made from ocean plastic. And the journey started back in 2015 on a long car ride together with a friend of mine. We knew each other from school and shared both connection and tight connection to the ocean. Because Roman, he grew up in Tel Aviv, actually. He started surfing at a really young age. And my father took me sailing when I was really young, even before I could walk. So I just grew up with that. So at some point we had a long car ride together, and we were talking about different things that we want to do something together. It was actually the outcome of the car ride, but then a journey or a process started where we would have a lot of contact, brainstorming different ideas, and then at some point we knew the issue that we're having, that we are facing with ocean plastic, with plastic pollution, and we thought, okay, let's do something about it and try to create something and maybe at least contribute in our possibilities to a solution. And then that's when we started. It took us over 2.5 years to develop and to get this product in our hands, and then started the Kickstarter campaign. So that's basically the story.
The theme of the show today is doing what you believe in. So just for anybody listening, if you have an idea that you believe in, how do you take the next or just the first step on that journey?
It is just really, really important to just start. When I'm invited to conferences or talking to future founders and stuff, like, I often have the feeling that there's still a lot of hesitation to get the first step going, and that trying to really be perfect to a degree, which you cannot be perfect when you're trying to start a startup, because there's always things that you need to figure out along the way.
So before you started the company, what did you do for work, and how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, I started after school as a cameraman. So my first passion in life was photography and film, movie making, stuff like that. So I became a cameraman, director of photography, first for mainly television, which was a great time because I got to see so many different environments, situations in life, being in sports, soccer, whatever, but at the same time in different companies, politics, documentaries, all being in Africa and stuff like that. So to got to see really different parts of the planet, but also different parts of society and all that. So it was really, really nice.
So clearly you started your own company in the film industry. So you've clearly at least always had a little bit of that entrepreneurial spirit, right? So what is it, do you reckon, that's driving you to do your own thing?
I do know today that is definitely something that was always in me. So as you said, I became a freelance cameraman, so I was not employed. So actually I never was. I think my motivation in the first place was always to be free and to do what I want, when I want.
Would you recommend it to anybody listening to go that sort of route as well?
I think it's just different for every person. I mean, I have a lot of people that are employed and they live a completely different life. As an entrepreneur, you have all these ups and downs. You have a lot of stress also. You need to figure a lot of stuff out and you have to deal with yourself. And I think both ways have the advantages.
Definitely. So you've spoken a little bit already about how your company is basically constantly innovating. So I'm just wondering if you could maybe describe some ways that your company are pioneers in your field and maybe how you do things differently to your competition.
When we started out, as I said, there was no solution to the things that we are doing today. What also sets us apart is that we really have at core the cleanup project that we are doing, and we're running them ourselves. So basically the network of over 2,000 fishermen in Java, Indonesia, is run by ourselves, by our staff members, by our team. They extract plastic from the ocean. And when you extract that plastics and in general trash, basically you have a lot of diverse mixture of all different waste types you can imagine, flip-flops, toys, and then obviously also bottles and bags and stuff like that. So from there, trying to recycle as much as possible, and the PET portion is what we are using for our products. Then we have over 70% of materials which are non-recyclables, which need to go to incineration and which are used in the Sermon factory to be transformed into energy instead of coal or other fossil fuels. This way we can really control what we are doing, the project that we are working, how we are expanding it. I think that's what sets us apart from other companies.
Great. And what have you actually learned about how to successfully bring a product to the market?
when we launched a product, a little bit after, that topic of plastic pollution became really publicly known, or like a lot of media, television channels, newspapers, at least here in Germany, started to broadcast about the problem. And then we had like this this product in hand, and we had some sort of say like a bit of a solution to a big problem, or a small solution to a big problem, just be a part of a change. And then we had a lot of attention also to that. So I think my learning out of that would be that, yeah, you need to have some luck also, and you need to have some timing.
I think that's a really important point for people to keep in mind, is a lot of what happens just in so many things in life, including business, can just come down to luck. But if you personally could go back in time to right when you started out, and you could tell your younger self three concrete learnings or hands-on tips that you know now, what would they be?
I would really say to early on, and we touched on that already, to really get mentors on, to get people around you who have done what you're trying to build to do. I think that's something that you cannot underestimate. It's so valuable to have. I think something that we have done right is that we went out and searched for help in the first place, and we found people that believed in our project. I think you also might know it's not that easy to go to production partners and backpack manufacturers and stuff like that. And then, yeah, just really learn, like constantly learn. In my opinion, I really have to say, like, books and learning and stuff like that, it's really, really, really valuable. Try to understand yourself and try to understand where you're coming from. Try to understand, like, your mind. How have you been raised? What are your beliefs? What kind of beliefs have been given to you and passed on to you by your parents, the environment you grew up in, whatever? I think that's really important to understand your mind and to invest in that.
So could you tell me a little bit more about the global reach of your products and maybe what plans you have to expand?
Yeah, so we started in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. That's where we're still the most active. Last year in the US as well, and we have really great success there. Won the Auto Retailer Award, which is a great award in the States, and we are really have traction there and getting into a lot of retailers. So yeah, I think going to different other markets, going to UK, Benelux, we already started. And then figuring out ways to get to other islands in Indonesia in a moment, in the Philippines and in the Caribbean. We want to start there. I think that's what's on the horizon.
So ultimately, what kind of impact do you envision your company will have on the world?
We had a great start. We had a great 3 years. I think we have already achieved quite a bit. We have already recovered like 400 tons of plastic, but we obviously want to expand that from year to year. And there's not like a certain goal that we have for that, but I think we can have a really great impact and have a great impact with the people out there, that everybody that's supporting us, everybody that's helping us, everybody that's buying our bags. And I think, that's the vision we have.
Benny Mandos, it's been fantastic to speak to you today, and thanks for sharing with us how you've managed to do what you believe in here on the Red Bull Basement Sessions. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world, and to support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.